Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It's Sunday, December 17th, just days away from Christmas Eve and Christmas. I'm Mike from iWatchMike.com. I'm finally catching up on some Gotham episodes. Just thinking about all the stuff that I got to do. I got to go to the store and get some stuff for my son because we got to make like a little gold chart. Yeah, I know, y'all. Some of y'all are like, that has nothing to do with Gotham, Mike. I know. I'm just, my mind's thinking of what I got to do today because everybody's out of the house and that's why I'm finally catching up with some episodes here. So the episode I'm going to be talking about, give my thoughts, is Thursday's episode, October 26th. Jesus. The episode 6 called Hog Day Afternoon. Now, immediately watching this episode, I don't know what about y'all, but I was thinking Saw, okay? I was that's what I was thinking. The pig on the pig head on the body. Every time I saw a pig head on a cop, I didn't think pigs and calling cops pigs. I was thinking Saw. That's how I was taking it. But yeah, there was different stories in this episode. First, Sophia Falcone. She's such a badass. I mean, she is getting close to Penguin, and I love it. Even Jim's like, what's your angle, chick? Before I make out with you some more. So she's getting closer. It's obvious that she's going to, like, get him to submerge into the trust and, like, and then just totally American me style his ass is what's going to happen. The end of this episode where Penguin's pissed off because she stood him up for lunch, and then Victor once again is hilarious and talking about their date and stuff like that. Oh God, Victor is just hilarious, and them two together is just perfect. Hopefully that doesn't end. But then at the end, when Victor takes Penguin and then she's opened up an orphanage. Oh man, I really thought she was going to open the orphanage under his name. But still, to see it, he totally feels like crap. And she is good. She is good. So, kudos to Sophie. She's hot too. I love her. And let's see the next one. Let's talk about the pig killer. The pig killer guy, he's going around killing bad cops. So, I mean, he's kind of like a good guy, but I know you can't have him in the city doing these things, but I mean, there's a reason to his madness. And when he had Bullock and he slices Bullock's throat, and then I kind of even paused it. I was like, wait a second, that was just a great, no, he really cut his ass. And then to see Bullock in the hospital, I was like, because I'm not gonna lie, on Twitter, I was starting to see things about Bullock, and I was like, if he dies, I'm gonna be pissed, because he's one of my favorite characters. But you could just tell Bullock was just in a bad place. And then for Jim to ask him, like, yo, when have you been taking money from Penguin? And he admits it. He admits it because he's been told by the commissioner to do it. And second of all, he's got bills. And but yeah, it was that was a tough scene because they're so close, you know. And you could tell Bullock just felt like shit for doing it, and because he knows how Jim is, and he knows that, you know, he knows. But what is he supposed to do? So I don't blame Bullock at all. But Jim's like, that it stops. So, yeah, I think the GCPD is about to, it's going to get shaken up a little bit. But all those cops are pain in the ass because every time they were trying to like question, all the cops were like blowing off Jim. Crooked ass cops, but I get it. But then I don't. So I'm curious to see how that's going to be. And then of course the end of the episode, this ends, you still see the pig guy out there with his pigs. So he's not through. Let's see what here. Next, Grundy, kicking ass, killing people, smashing their heads. Loved it. Nygma's getting rich off of it. And of course, Tompkins realizes that she needs medicine to help all these people because she feels terrible about the virus, right? I'm surprised she even feels terrible. I didn't think she would feel bad. But to see that she does, and that's why she's helping the people and blames herself for everything, she decided to work with Nygma. Take his money. She could buy medication. Then she can help get Nygma back his mind, his regular mind. So it is a win-win kind of thing there. So I'm curious to see how this story is going to play out. But overall, I thought the episode was good. It was really good. So kudos again, because Gotham just keeps getting better and better and better and better. That is it for me. If you want to check out more of my stuff, go to my blog, iwatchmike.com, and on the top, you'll see something that says podcasts. Click on there, and you'll see all the shows there as well. But, you know, you can search Talking Gotham on iTunes, and then also audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike as well. My Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff is on there. But just in case, because someone was like, I can't find it. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram. Mike the, T-H-A, on Snapchat. I Watch Mike on Facebook for right now. Yes, that's it. And I think that's it, people. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. Because I got stuff to do. But I got one more episode of Gotham to do, and then bam, I got to hit the street. So once again, thank you for everybody that's been paying attention and listening and liking and sharing and all that stuff. I'm not a big comic book reader. I'm just a fan of the show, and I like it. So I appreciate all, you know, the listens to the podcast. I appreciate it. You know, it's cool. Feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening to this at, on my blog, or if you hear it on Twitter or whatever. Let me know how you felt about this episode, Hog Day Afternoon. I will talk to y'all soon. Peace out.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.